And now we present The Adventures of
Doctor Who.
Susan? Susan?
Yes, Grandfather?
Come over here to the control panel. I think we're landing.
I'll be back in our own time.
If the telechronometer is working, we should be home. Turn on the external television scanner so that we can see where we are.
Yes, Grandfather. Look, a green field and trees.
Yes, it certainly looks like planet Earth. What's the external temperature? An air content reading.
Normal.
Then let's open the doors.
Oh, I hope it's Earth.
The air smells good. Look, that newspaper blowing away, Susan. It might carry the date. See if you can catch it.
Got it. Here it is.
Now, let me see.
The date's on the front page, Grandfather. We're in 1967.
That's impossible.
We're off course again. 3,000 years off course.
I'm sure I had the telechronometer working correctly this time.
We'll have to try again, that's all. Look, our spaceship's changing shape.
So it is.
What's it turning into?
Oh, something the people of this time will find acceptable and won't get too curious about. What's that word forming there at the top?
It says police.
Yes, you see. It's turning into a London police phone box.
I've seen photographs of them. Somewhere. In one of our museums.
Grandfather, how long do you think it'll take to make the telechronometer work properly?
Depends on how quickly I can lay my hands on some mercury. Why do you ask?
I thought I might go to school here.
I suppose that's natural enough. But promise me something, Susan. Don't tell them where you really come from. Your classmates would never believe you come from another time.
Good morning, children. This morning we're going to deal with the binary system. Who knows what that means? George. You tell us about the binary system.
Well, it only uses two digits, one and zero.
Why is that?
Well, that's how it works.
Miss Jennings?
Yes. Oh, Susan, isn't it? Do you know anything about the binary system?
Well, rapid mathematical calculations can only be done electronically, that is to say by computer, in which each transistor has only two possibilities, to be on or off. If one transistor is off, it represents digit zero. If it's on, it means digit one. To represent two requires another transistor. Shall I go on?
No. I think you've explained the principle. But where did you learn all this?
At home. I always have to program our computer to cook my grandfather's dinner.
Hey, you! Come over here.
Yes, what is it?
What's the idea, all that smart stuff in class this morning? The teacher asked me, not you.
shouldn't I have spoken up?
Shouldn't you have spoken up? Listen, when I'm speaking in class, no one else speaks. Understand?
Yes. I'm sorry. Well, I've got to get a book from the school library, so if you'll excuse me...
And what if I won't? Now, come here.
You're hurting my wrist.
George, what do you think you're doing?
If it isn't Mike Logan.
Did he hurt you, Susan?
No, it's all right.
Proper little policeman, aren't you? Daddy's boy.
Beat it! And that's an order.
All right. It's getting smelly around this corner of the yard.
What was that all about, Susan?
I answered a question in class. Made George look stupid.
This is a tough school. You don't want to be too clever here. The other kids don't go for it.
I thought schools were to be clever in.
They are, but not all the kids see it that way. They're here because they have to be. That's the law.
Well, that seems crazy. Maybe that's why some of them are so stupid, and the teachers too. In geography class yesterday, I was asked which major cities in the world had subway trains.
And that's easy. London, New York, Paris, Hamburg, Athens...
But I said Xenophon as well.
Xenophon? Where's that?
Victoria Land.
In Australia?
No, Antarctica. The South Pole.
Susan, there aren't any cities on the South Pole. No one can live there.
Oh, of course. I forgot. They haven't been built yet, have they?
A city on the South Pole?
Mike, excuse me. I've got to go to the library.
Xenophon? You must be nuts!
Mr. Logan, it was very kind of you showing me over your greenhouse. You have such a lot of flowers.
Ever since Mike's mother died, it's been something to give me an interest.
I didn't realise so many varieties of Cheiranthus cheirii still existed.
Well, there's always been wallflowers.
Yes, there are now, of course.
You know, Mike, you've brought him a real genius here. There's not a plant I've got that Susan can't name.
Where did you learn so much, Susan?
My grandfather and I, we were at a place once which was covered in plants. They were all much bigger than your father's, but the same varieties. Xanthodesia aethiopica and Adiantum capillus veneris. I mean, they'd become big.
Who was this? Abroad somewhere?
It was after an atomic bomb explosion. They'd mutated. They were rather dangerous.
Dangerous?
Look, Mr. Logan, I must go home now. It's been very nice of you inviting me home for Sunday dinner.
That's all right, Susan. Anytime.
I'll go and get my coat.
I'll walk you home.
Mike, what do you think she meant? Flowers becoming active?
I don't know, Dad, but some of the things she says, it's like she came from another world, somewhere we know nothing about. You're lucky to live near the park, Susan. I wish we did.
I'm nearly home now, Mike. I'll be all right from here.
No, I said I'd walk you all the way.
You don't have to, really.
Where is it you live exactly?
Over there.
There aren't any houses that way, not for a mile. There's nothing, except that police box.
Hey, since when do they have a police box in the middle of the park?
I've no idea. Mike, what's inside a police box, normally?
There's a telephone and first aid equipment, things like that. There's not much room, just enough for two men to stand up in.
What's that bit sticking up on top?
That's a light. It flashes if the police station calls through. Then any policeman who sees it goes and answers the phone.
Can anyone open the door?
Only the police. They all have keys, like Dad has.
I see. Well, Mike, I really must be going now.
But I said I'd walk you all the way.
Oh, there's my grandfather. It's all right. He'll walk me the rest of the way.
Where is he?
Over there, cresting the grass. Look, he's waving. You see me. Grandfather.
What's that he's wearing? A cloak?
He's a bit old-fashioned.
Hello, Susan.
I think you'd better go now.
Can't I meet him?
He doesn't like mixing with people very much.
Well, it's too late now.
Hello there, Susan. Oh, who's this?
This is Mike Logan, Grandfather. He's at my school.
Ah, yes. That silly school. What do you want, boy?
I was taking Susan home, sir.
Then you have accomplished your task. Goodbye.
I'll see you tomorrow then, Susan, at school.
Don't be too sure of that. We may not be here. Well, off with you. Don't stand and stare.
I'm sorry, sir.
In fact, what are you staring at? Is there something wrong with me?
Your clothes, sir.
What's wrong with them?
I haven't seen anyone dressed like that before.
Maybe they are a bit out of date by your standards. I picked them up in New York. About 1810, I think it was.
But they look new, sir.
They are new. Come along now, Susan.
Goodbye, Susan.
Goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye, Doctor Who. Susan.
Good morning, Mike. We're going to be late for class.
We've got a minute to spare. Dad says, would you like to have supper with us tonight?
Yes, if it's all right.
He'd like to see you. I'll meet you after school.
Okay.
Yes, fine. Bye.
Morning, Susan.
Hello, George.
I wanted to tell you. I'm sorry about yesterday.
That's all right.
Listen, teacher's just been in. She'll be coming back soon to start class. She wants one of us to draw a Neanderthal man on the blackboard.
What for?
It's the first session this morning. The dawn of mankind.
Neanderthal men weren't real men, not Homo sapiens.
Weren't they? Anyway, the teacher wants a drawing of one. Thought you could do it. You're good at drawing.
All right. Where's the chalk?
Here, I've got some.
Thanks. How big should it be?
She said to leave enough room to write underneath.
All right. How does this look? That gets the low forehead and the snub nose.
Don't forget the teeth sticking out.
No, I've got those. And now for the neck, short into the body, like this. How's that?
Looks fine. Can I have my chalk back?
Yes, here.
Thanks. Now all I've got to do is write Miss Jennings' name under here.
What are you doing that for?
Here's the chalk back.
But I don't want it.
Oh, yes you do.
Good morning, Susan. Why aren't you at your desk?
I'm sorry, Miss Jennings. I...
Who drew that on the blackboard? Well, who did it? Susan, why are you holding that piece of chalk?
I drew the picture.
And put my name underneath it. Do you really think I look like that? Well?
Only a bit.
All right, Susan. I'll see you after school.
Tells me they played a nasty trick on you at school today.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Mr. Logan. The teacher only kept me in an hour. You don't need to walk me all the way home. I can manage from here, all right?
That's all right, Susan. I can go this way to get to the police station. I'm on night duty tonight. Anyway, I wanted to see this police box Mike mentioned.
I'm sure it didn't used to be there, Dad.
I suppose some practical jokers could have put it onto a truck and dumped it out here. But those boxes must weigh a ton.
Look, there it is.
Well, I'll be darned.
It's a very ordinary looking police box, isn't it, Mr. Logan?
Yes, but in a very unordinary place. I'm going to take a closer look at it. It's a real police box, all right. Let's try my key in the lock. Hey, that's strange.
What is it, Dad?
My key doesn't fit. And when I touched the lock, it seemed to be vibrating. Like it was alive. Listen to that sound.
What do you think's inside?
I don't know. Well, Susan, I thought I'd be able to show you the inside of a police box. Seems we're out of luck.
That's all right, Mr. Logan. Well, I'll be going now. I go that way.
You pointed the other way before, Susan.
Did I? I'm sorry. I must be going now. Thanks again for supper.
She seemed in a hurry to get away.
I think it's her grandfather. He doesn't like her to be out too late.
Oh, yes. Well, come on. I've got to go on duty.
Yes, sure.
Beats me how that thing ever got here.
It certainly wasn't here last week. We came up this way to play football. Hey, Dad, look back!
What is it?
The light on top of the box flashed for a moment. The door opened and I'm sure I saw Susan go inside.
Susan? Go inside? But it's locked. Even I couldn't open it.
I'm sure. For a moment, the door opened.
You're imagining things, son. Anyway, it's closed now.
I tell you, Dad, it opened and Susan went inside.
How long have you been working at this station, Logan?
You know, Inspector, 10 years.
Then you should know there aren't any of our boxes in the park.
But we've both seen it, sir. That's why I've brought my son along, in case you thought I imagined it.
I know it wasn't there the previous Sunday when we played football, sir.
I see. Well, tomorrow morning I'll take a walk out there myself.
You don't believe us, do you, Inspector?
I said I'd take a walk out there.
Neither of you believe that I saw Susan in there, do you?
Well, that really is unbelievable. But I'll go there myself tomorrow. I don't suppose it'll fly away in the night.
I wonder.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Just an idea. Susan went in here. I couldn't have imagined it.
And what do you think you're doing, boy?
Doctor Who?
I asked you a question.
I was looking at this police box. It seems so strange being here.
There are plenty of other police boxes in London for you to look at, boy. London is studded with police boxes. Now go away!
But sir, if you touch this box, it seems to be alive. And you can hear it vibrating. I was curious.
Then go and be curious elsewhere.
Grandfather?
That's Susan.
Grandfather, the computer's just served up dinner. Mike, what are you doing here?
I came back because I felt sure I'd seen you go in there.
Now you know where we live, why not run along and intrude into the privacy of somebody else?
I don't understand. Two people can't live in a tiny police box. Let me see in there.
Keep away from that door, boy.
But I must see. It's not small in there.
Mike, please don't come any further.
It's like a great electronic palace. It's so large. Susan, I can't believe it. How can it be so small outside and so big inside?
You people can only think in the limited dimensions you understand. Anything beyond your immediate knowledge, you automatically reject as impossible.
But what... what is this place?
We call it TARDIS. Time and Relative Dimensional Interplanetary Ship.
Interplanetary? Where do you come from?
We're from Earth, but 3,000 years hence. in your future.
And you can travel in this? Back to your own civilization?
That's the problem. I told my granddaughter I'd show the pyramids being built. But something went wrong, and we found ourselves surrounded by dinosaurs. Since then, we've been to a lot of different places and times.
You see, Mike, we can't get home. The telechronometer won't work.
Ah, but everything else does. Look at the way it's become a police box on the outside. You can't deny that's an achievement.
Doctor Who, why does it look like a police box?
That's the ECS, Electronic Chameleon System. As soon as we arrive anywhere, long-range television lenses search the surrounding terrain for an object. A house, a ship, a hut. Then TARDIS automatically reassembles to look like that object.
Does everyone in the future have machines like this?
Gracious, no. I built it entirely myself. I built everything in here on my own. Now, look at this fancy dinner computer. What do you fancy? Fried eggs and ham? Or roast beef and two vegetables?
Well, what about fish and chips?
Excellent. I press this lever for fish. Or you, go ahead, press it.
Like that?
That's it. Then that one for fried fish. And this one for chips. Now, turn that knob.
But it's only a pill.
Chew it. See what it tastes like.
It tastes just like fish and chips.
And just as nutritious.
Where do you sleep? And wash?
There are showers behind that partition. For sleeping, we use the travel couches. Press that button and you'll see.
Four couches. Coming out of the wall.
Along here, I have the main control panel. That's the external scanner screen. Go on, turn it on.
There's the park, but how can we see? It's dark outside.
Infrared penetration. Now this is the control for the doors. The slightest flick of the finger. Go on.
What's this one?
Ah, that little switch can project us through time and space to anywhere in the universe. You fool! I didn't say to touch that one!
But what's happening?
Quickly, to the couches. Fasten the safety belts.
The whole ship, it's moving.
Of course it's moving. You've set TARDIS in motion. But I've no idea where we shall land.
We're stopping, Grandfather.
What do we do now?
Find out where we are, of course. And when. Susan, turn on the external scanner.
Yes, Grandfather.
There. Look in that television screen. That's where you brought us, boy. Some desolate place.
Outside temperature and air content read normal, Grandfather. I think we're still on planet Earth.
All right. I'll open the doors.
Can we go out?
We might as well. See what environment you plunged us into. Come on, Susan. Let's investigate.
Grandfather, look! Soldiers!
They seem to be having a meeting. Let's listen.
All of you remember what they did at Boston. Will I ask you, will you carry arms with me against the toy soldiers of King George? Will you rid our country of tax gatherers and king's men?
I think we've arrived during the American Revolution. How fascinating.
But look, behind us on that ridge, a line of soldiers taking up positions.
We'd better get back into TARDIS.
Too late. We're surrounded.
They're going to shoot.
and we're right in the middle.